Rocky Mobile.
Afternoon, Ken.
Hey, Patrick, how's your day been?
Today.
I'm going to go bike clean.
Because.
You know, Dallas, right? I can't believe the weatherman got it close to right.
Not ready yet. Are you home or are you on Way Hampton already?
Way Hampton, Highway 80. Everybody thinking it's Friday, going to make a long weekend out of it.
It is a long weekend. Tomorrow is Good Friday.
Got a holiday from us and gave us Veterans Day. I guess they trying to get more in line with the government holidays.
Shut down tomorrow?
Maybe it's more politically correct since, you know, everybody don't celebrate all religious holidays.
Stay out there.
In my bad spot. Yeah, it was a good day. It was uneventful. Didn't have to go anywhere.
Hopefully tomorrow's the same way.
But tomorrow most of the office people probably took off and a lot of the vendors are closed, so it should be a good quiet day, I hope.
I gotta make the drive down to Lawrence tomorrow. I was supposed to anyway.
We were talking about it was your Friday.
I know. I gotta make sure that they still want me to come since it's Good Friday.
Forgot.
This morning, and they said, yeah, go ahead. But I forgot it was Good Friday myself, so now I gotta text them back and make sure.
Article that said that bigger companies that do a lot of business with China might want to be thinking about a plan B. If it involves the U.S., you might better go to plan C because there ain't nobody wants to work here anymore.
The unemployment report comes out tomorrow, but I've been hearing filings for last week and the week before are both above what they projected, so we'll see.
It's going to go down fast, and then the housing market's probably going to crash.
I think you can get your walk-in before it starts raining.
And walk-in and a little bit of HF time, maybe. And that Susan said she was going to go there having some kind of event at the church, so she was going to go over there, so might give me a little bit of HF time.
Hey, already, and I still got several hours to go.
Yeah, at least when I get off, it's all, you know, it's done.
Go up to Inman and pick up a toolbox tonight, or in the morning one, and I got it sold, so I got to deliver it tomorrow also.
If they'd have to be open pretty early in the morning to pick up the toolbox in the morning, wouldn't
they? Play back through and then run over here to Greer and deliver it.
If somebody bought a toolbox at this stage where we're at.
I was listening to the radio today just a little while ago, and they were talking about people going to spend, I can't remember the exact number, but it was something like $25-27 billion with a B on Easter this year.
I give you $20 a week for that toolbox, KB2A checks us.
Look at it for that.
I would not buy another thing unless I absolutely had to have it.
And for TFW.
I'm with you. I was surprised. He come to me and asking about it, not me going to sell it to him.
Here? For what?
Sometime tomorrow afternoon or sometime tomorrow.
You working on a Friday? Wow.
Friday, just not always in the tool truck.
You take it. I don't think I know your name. Name here is Dave, KB2HXS Mobile. I'm over here on, I'm in Greer, getting ready to turn on Hammett Bridge here off of, what the heck's name? I was down by Steve's building. What the heck's name is? Sunbelt.
KN4TFW, you've worked on my AC before over there, kind of across from the ankles.
Oh, Ken, oh my God. I'm sorry. I didn't recognize your call right off. Excellent. Yeah, I'm over here on the other side of Greer heading home.
You ain't marching in on anything. I'm easy going here. It's, you know, free radio for everybody.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you. Patrick, take it.
Take it.
I don't know. Just take it. It's free. He just said it's free.
Traffic. I can't go anywhere.
I know. It's getting kind of crazy. I'm a little overheated today. I've been working outside all day. Just did some time up in the attic. A little warm up there. Go ahead, Ken. Take it up, please. Pay KB2HXS.
At least I'm riding in the AC, and it wasn't too bad at work today. There was a little bit of a breeze out there. I thought it was going to rain most of the day, but looks like it turned off pretty nice. But it's saying 89 in the car over here by the Zaxby's in Greer.
Warm here. I don't know what it is out. Let me look at my outdoor temperature probe. Says 84.
79, but I don't think that's right. And, somebody's had a little fender blender over here on 290. Got, what, five cars over here and one police officer for a little bitty bump, it looks like.
Okay, as everybody gets a little squeamish and, you know, you get a hangnail, gotta call the police.
That's ridiculous.
Keep building houses out here, too.
A dump run yesterday, and it was over there on 101, man, that was a fiasco there. It's a new three-way red light.
At a Dollar General there by, what is that, Milford Church Road?
It was backed up from there for 200 yards past that other red light.
Yeah, it used to be a three-way stop there.
Just a through street.
Patrick, over you.
Yeah, when it was a through street, it was okay until you had to make a left-hand turn in the afternoon to go on the Milford Church Road off of 101. Then it got to be a nightmare.
When I first moved here, I could go down that road and never pass another car. And now, like you said, you can't even make a left for all the traffic.
Around. Yeah, they're building like crazy everywhere. All these apartment buildings and all kinds of stuff.
No left turn down there off of Arlington Road on the 25 after 4 o'clock because it would back traffic all the way back out to Poinsett Street.
Yes.
Kia dealership.
Oh, okay. I think I know what that is.
Yeah, I don't hardly come down that road too often.
The Kia dealership, and I have to make sure I'm out of there before 4 o'clock. So I can make that left-hand turn. Otherwise, I have to go out Arlington Road, turn around, and come back. And you know how much fun it is to try to find somewhere to turn this truck around.
Oh, boy, you can do it.
But it's other people letting you do it.
You're stopped.
For the truck like before?
Yeah, right. I see a lot of nonsense out here. I see people weaving in and out of traffic like crazy. It's just nuts. Traffic's got a little heavier just in the last 3 years.
I've been doing this 8 years now, and same route here in the afternoon, and it's gotten much worse in the last couple of years.
Phone call. I got to take off. KB2HXS.
7-3, Dave.
Over there on Edwards Road, you know, it's only 35 miles an hour. Should be doing 40, they'd be passing her in the median.
That done, KB4 CBA. For CBA, the name's David.
KN4 TFW. Did they pass you while you were driving your Mustang? I just can't see that.
No, actually, I got rid of the Mustang. I'm driving a 4Runner now. But they were up ahead of me, and I guess they just got tired of going speed limit, and they just went around think they went around two cars. It's, you know, just crazy driving. I'm kind of like, I think as Patrick said, it's gotten a lot worse the last couple of years. I agree with that.
You're trying to pass me in the left on the turning lane. We're sitting there waiting for the red light up here at, what is this? Old Rutherford. Just turn, and guy tries to go around me on the left as traffic starts to move.
I tell you, I've just about seen it all, and I'm going to get my camera put, I'm going to put my camera back in the car, because it's just, I mean, you capture some crazy stuff on video, and I can download it to my computer and you know, keep it. Yeah, I may put it on Facebook sometime. You know, when I get enough videos, and just so people can watch how crazy people are driving here in Greenville.
I get me a camera to put in this thing. It's as crazy as Wade Hampton is, and having to ride the interstate.
Coming in here, catching some funny stuff. But guys, I am getting ready to pull up to my next stop. So, Dave, Ken, have a good evening. Ken, maybe I'll catch you in the morning. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73s, guys.
Patrick, have a good one. KB4CBA. Go ahead, Ken.
73, Patrick. KN4GFW.
I'm actually headed to pick up some pizza. I'm headed east on Wade Hampton. Wait a minute. West on Wade Hampton. And, but I'm getting ready to turn left up here. I'm going to do, I do a cut through. I'm going to Hudson Road. Normally I would go Edwards Road, but Edwards Road is, pretty, you know, busy this time of day. So, I found a new route, and I go up Wade Hampton and hit, golly day, I can't think of the name of the road. They're rebuilding a car wash right there at that intersection, I think. I can't think of the name of it. It used to be there. It was there for a long time, but anyway. And, there's a traffic light there, and you can go all the way from that road all the way to east-north, and there's not many people on it. Evidently, it hadn't caught on yet. It will, I'm sure, but it hadn't yet, so I'm using it.
You there, and I tried to take all the shortcuts I know, for sure, and that you probably headed over to where Marco's Pizza.
Actually, switched over to Papa John's just for a change. Nothing against Marco's, because I still love Marco's, but you know, just something different. So I don't, you know, we don't get hung up on Marco's the whole time. All right, so this is Richburg Road, and it comes out. It runs parallel to Edwards Road, but it's just a couple of miles more west of where Edwards Road is. But where it comes out on the east north, I just have to go a few hundred feet, and I'm there at Edwards Road. So, which is actually called Hudson Road right there. But anyway. It's the same road. It just changed his name.
Yeah, I know, right? They just changed names in the middle of the road there. And that, yeah, our new place is this McAllister Deli over here in Greer.
Road crosses. It actually crosses Edwards Road. Evidently, Edwards Road goes through Botany Woods. And so if I turn left at this intersection I'm at, I would go through Botany Woods. but I'm going straight because, you know, I want to stay on this road. And like I said, there is nobody hardly on this road at all. And it's just a better way and more relaxing way to get to the pizza place.
Yeah, that Edwards Road cuts through there and comes out behind the old Liberty Life right there at the Red Lobster.
Well, I heard today from, I think it was Andy, I think I got his call right, KI4LZI. He was asking me about a new refrigerant. They're actually coming out with a new refrigerant for automobiles, but it hasn't been cleared yet completely. It's HFO1234BY, I think. Anyway, and it's supposed to be a lot more ozone friendlier than R134A. And but the reason it's getting held up is because it has a flammable aspect to it, and Cadillac actually put some in their 23 models and then recalled them because of that, and put the old Freon back in the R134A. So it's kind of interesting.
KB2HX.
I just pulled up in the house and that. So, Dave, you take it up. David, it was good talking to you, and I'll catch you guys later. KN4TFW.
All right, Ken, have a good weekend. Hello, Dave. Is Patrick still in here with us, or I don't know. But go ahead, Dave. Pick it up. KB2HX.
Patrick had to bail out because he had to stop, to make deal with some customers. So you're stuck with me for the moment, and I'm gonna bail out here in just a minute and pick up some. Well, I have to put you on hold for just a minute because I gotta pick up some pizza. But I'm gonna get through the drive-thru, I think, if it's not covered up.
I'm just in the middle of Greer here, right in the middle of 14 in downtown, trying to get through the traffic light that takes for a year and a day.
NXYKB4CBA.
And Carlos, yeah, we met up with Dave this morning and had a good little visit with him, and we've been up to Pickens to South Carolina to buy a couple of gallons of honey, and we done come to Sam's and Easley and got a couple $100 in groceries, and now we finally headed home.
Would you go to Pickens? Is that little store, is that little store there on the corner of town? I think it's next to an Asian restaurant. Is that where you go?
It wasn't an Asian restaurant. It was a little Be Well kind of coffee shop, and they sell little odds and ends in there, but they mostly started off selling honey, and we bought 2 gallons of honey.
That's where we go. We go there also, but I'm saying there's an Asian restaurant right next door. Yeah, we go to the same place. Go ahead, other Dave. KP4CBA.
We got a multitude of days on here. And then I'm one of them, KF4NXY.
I'm sorry, I was trying to pass it off to the other Dave. Okay, go ahead. I'm here, KB2HX. Go ahead, other Dave. Third Dave. I jumped out. I think he was going through the drive-thru.
You probably headed home by now.
Yep. I'm on 14 in the middle of town here, just trying to get through this traffic light, and I'll be home in about 10 minutes. Yeah, I got my other stops done. And I'm heading home.
Good to meet you today, and appreciate, you know, everything you've done, and maybe we'll meet up with you sometime when having a meet and greet or some kind of activity going on. But I'm going to jump back out of here, and I kind of jumped in, so jump back out and then let the other guys come back. You have a good afternoon, and I'll talk at you a little later. KF4NXY.
All right, Dave, yeah, good to make you guys' acquaintance this morning. Have a good afternoon, KF4NXY, KB2HXS. Maybe give a little pregnant pause there and let the other Dave come back in if he's back in there. KB2HXS Mobile 73, sir.
For CBA, I'm back. Pulled up to the, when I went around the corner of the building, I completely lost the repeater. And when I pulled up there at the drive-through window, still didn't have the repeater. But as soon as I went around the corner of the building, everything was back. So that's just the way it is.
Yeah, I hear you. It happens that way in the middle of Greer. If you're right at that traffic light on 14 and Poinsett, and depending on where you are, if you're between the buildings, you lose the repeater completely. I had to inch up a little bit to hear the other days.
Some places downtown like that, I don't know if they're still like that. I haven't been in that particular area. It's right around where the old library was and all that. I'm not sure what's there right now. I just can't think. But anyway, Academy and I guess that's East North Street right there.
Oh, that's right. You're over that way. Okay. Well, let me get out of here, Dave. I'm a minute from the house. I'm going to say 73. Have a good evening. The wife has dinner ready for me, and I'm going to go chow down. I'm going to go put the feed bag on, as it were. We used to say in the old days.
Well, I got the pizza, and I'm headed back to the house. So it smells real good in the 4Runner right now.
No pizza in a while. Wow, what? I don't know where the heck around here is any good in Greer. We go up to Lyman and get us some pepperoni pizza up there.
This is Papa John's, and I get their pizza bowl. It actually doesn't have any crust, but it has everything else that they put on the pizza. So, I do the low carb thing, so I don't eat crust.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, tonight's a low-carb meal. My wife made $1 million chicken with no pasta this time. Should be pretty darn good.
Sounds good. I'm glad you made it safely home, and hope you enjoy your evening. This is enjoy today, because I think tomorrow temperature is going to drop about 30 degrees from what I hear, what I heard on the 4 o'clock weather report, and the rain's moving in, so it's going to be kind of a chilly rain.
Oh, yeah. We'll see. All right, Dave. You have a good evening. Be safe. Have a good weekend. KB4CBA, KB2HXS. 73 for now, Dave. Have a good day.
KB2HSX, KB4CBA. Boy, your call's not easy to say. Have a good one, and good to talk to you. And I'll continue on here, KB4CBA Mobile.
It's okay. Everybody messes it up. KB2HXS, 73. We're clear.